having a fenced-in place out in the pasture where you could leave the cow overnight for milking.
Just trap her.
Mm-hmm. What is a trap now? How's that built?
A trap, that's a small pasture, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
You could take this yard here and call it a trap if you wanted to, if it had grass in it and things like
mm-hmm.
that.
When do you
a trap is something to put your animals in that you don't want them to get away from you and hold them for just a limited time and
mm-hmm.
turn them out.
Say if you're going to ship them or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about corral?
Corral, that's the corral is what we use for working our cattle in. We take them in there and and we castrate them and we earmark them and vaccinate them and maybe bathe them. I mean, what do you call it? We have these dipping vats too.
Mm-hmm. For ticks?
For ticks and for lice and things
mm-hmm.
like that. And we run the cattle through, and they have to swim a little ways and
mm-hmm.
go through. But that's about gone too. They're using mechanical now, mostly engine pumps and things,
mm-hmm.
wet them down.
Mm-hmm. You use the term castrate. Any old-fashioned or more common term people use to mean castrate?
Well, we usually say cut
mm-hmm.
them. We cut them, cut the calves, or we
mm-hmm.
castrate them, of course.
What would you call a pig once it's been cut?
I don't know right now. I can't remember. I'm
mm-hmm.
kind of.
Do you ever hear it called a bar or a barrow?
Barrow, yeah. Barrow.
Uh-huh.
Barrow, B-A-R-R-O-W, barrow.
Mm-hmm.
Barrow and the gilt. That's the, I guess that was the hog you were looking for, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
That didn't have pigs.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of a milk gap or a cow pen?
Ever hear of a what?
Milk gap or a cow pen?
I've heard lots of cow pens, but...
What is a cow pen?
A cow pen, first place, if we had a milk cow, we'd milk her in the cow pen.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, might say, where we did the milking and things like that
mm-hmm.
in the cow pen.
And say if you wanted to get some land ready for planting, first of all, you'd have to break the ground up and you'd use a...
We'd use a turning plow more than
mm-hmm.
likely, a turning plow or a disc plow, and disc,
mm-hmm.
and then after that we would go back and harrow it down, level it off, and
using a
peg tooth harrow. Peg tooth harrow.
What does that look like?
Peg tooth harrow is a lot of bars and got a lot of pegs on it, and this
mm-hmm.
goes along and it breaks the clods and things.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would go back and use a middle buster and
mm-hmm.
and lay the land, that is, middle bust up all the land and plant on top of this here. That way the water would soak into these
mm-hmm.
little hills, and we'd go back and plant it while it in those ridges and
mm-hmm.
have more moisture.
If you get rid of all the brush and trees on your land before you can get it ready to plant, what do you say you're doing?
Well, we always said grubbing. You grub your land.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you get rid of it. Now then, why, it's gotten to where they root plot and all that
mm-hmm.
stuff, you know.